Hi, this is Guy Cook from the Guy or Cook Report, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to watch this episode of the Guy or Cook Report. We're trying to do a little bit different things each day, and weekdays, Monday through Friday, we'll have an episode of the Guy or Cook Report. We're well over 600 episodes, approaching 700 episodes. We've been doing it for a while. The topic today, well, let's get to it and I'll talk about the topic today. We've talked about Google My Business pages, and this is, I guess you'd say, gravy on those potatoes. Right. So, how to measure completed Google My Business listings. And this is a free way to do it. And I want to thank the people at ThriveHive.com for their tool. There's a link in the show notes if you go to the GuyOrCookReport.podbean.com. It'll have a link in there on this, and it's got the link to the tools to get the greater report. They're going to want you to log into your Google My Business account that manages that listing so that they give you the right information. When I was taking a look at that and researching that tool, I also came across location history. In the Google account, there's a thing called location history, and we explain that in the show notes as well. So you take a look at those when you get time. I think you're going to like what you see. Welcome to the land of Google, etc. And have a great day. It's a wrap.